Thugger, King of the North, it's the boss. Beating down the block, knocking pictures off the wall, trying to get a little flip, yeah, this is how we ball. I remember Giorgio's, Greens Point Mall. I was spanned about a stack on clothes like it's the fall. Used to rock the big and tall, baggy, but it's fresh. And since I can remember, we been the best. Been shitting on my haters since back in Maker Maker. Hide your hoes, I'll take her home, then break her. Dick her down, then shake her. Max can't get attached. I got stacks to stack. Hit my number, I'll be back. Cook crack, bitch, I'm dope. So clean, bitch, I'm soap. So lit, bitch, I'm coke. In my line, bitch, is quote. So rich, bitch, I'm broke, cause my bill's 20K. I just stack it, stack it, stack it, then spend it all away. Keep enough for rainy days. It can rain my whole life. I'ma still stay dry.
All right, WWFLIP, When We Feel Like It podcast, where we broadcast, when the fuck we feel like it. Sean right back in the building. And that song right there is Slim Thug featuring Lil Flip called Floating. Obviously, I didn't get to Lil Flip's part, but it's a good song. Back in the day, I was a real big Lil Flip fan. I would always listen to all the songs and shit. And I feel like Houston kind of shitted on Lil Flip. He was a lot bigger than people give him respect for. Lil Flip actually was out before fucking Mike Jones, Pow Wow, and Chameleon in terms of the major release type level. But people from other states typically think about those three people instead of Lil Flip. And in Houston, I feel like rappers were real envious of Lil Flip at the time and shit. So he never really got the proper respect and proper shine that he really deserved. But he really was the one that put Houston on the map in a newer generation. It was him. He had the songs with David Banner and all these people. He was doing some real major shit, and people just kind of turned their backs on him and kind of shitted on him. I never fucked with that shit. Then the whole T.I. shit too. A lot of people try to act like T.I. ended Lil Flip's career, which I do not agree with. Lil Flip really just started using some real garbage ass beats and shit. He started making like beats out his backyard type shit. But as you can see, Lil Flip does make music today. He does have some good new songs and shit. I just haven't played them yet, but yeah, he making moves and shit. He coming back up. But once again, I don't like how the city treated Lil Flip. They kind of shitted on him, turned their backs on him. It was some real circus shit. He deserved a lot better than what he got. And that nigga Slim Thug, man, goddamn. It was hard for me to listen to Slim Thug back in the day because he was always talking crazy to me. He'd be saying shit like, my rings cost more than your house type shit. But it's like, my nigga, the people who are buying your mixtapes and albums and shit, they probably don't even own a house. They probably don't even own a fucking car. So for you to say that shit, you know, it just come off wrong to me. I might be the only one, but you know, it's hard for me to listen to that type of shit. But you know, respect the Slim Thug. It ain't no hate, no harm, no foul. I seen him, I done ran into him a few times. It was never no, he was never on no asshole shit or nothing like that. But you know, sometimes it comes off like that in the music. But once again, it's all love. But anyway, I kind of go through different spurts, pause, in terms of how I conduct the podcast. Sometimes I be on some super joking shit. Sometimes I be on some super serious shit. It really all depends, but you know, I have battles in my head in terms of how I want to disseminate the information, how I want to come across to the streets, mainly because I be a little disappointed in my people, black people, because I feel like black people are too one-track minded. You either have to sing or dance or be on some super duper silly joking shit for black people to listen to you, and I find that to be ridiculous. It's like, my nigga, you're basically saying that you're fucking retarded and that you can't learn and you're stupid if it's not a fucking joke or a riddle, or if the words don't rhyme, you can't fuck with it type shit. It's like, my nigga, niggas just be doing some ill-advised fuck shit at the absolute wrong time of the day type shit. It's like, my nigga, why are you Harlem shaking at the copy machine at work, my nigga? I'm trying to get my work done. Can you please Harlem shake over to the side, my nigga? I'm trying to get my shit copied and shit, my nigga. God damn it. You singing into the stapler and all type of shit, my nigga. I need that stapler. Now you got hot air and hot breath and shit on it. It's like, my man, can you please fucking move? God damn it. So yes, people, the skits and everything will be back in full effect. I got shit cooked up already. All the jokes and all this shit gonna be in full effect. It's just that sometimes I go through little swings, pause, to where I be on some super serious shit, like I say. Sometimes I be on some super joking shit. But just know that all that shit will be back in full effect at some point. But right now, I mean, I'm kind of on my serious shit a little bit right now. Add a little jokes in there for the streets, though. You know what it is. But yeah, man, motherfuckers be in the way on some goofy shit. Like, stop standing in front of the copy machine, my nigga, doing Harlem Shake moves and all type of shit. Singing into the stapler, all this goofy shit. Get the fuck out the way, my man. Please. Fuck is wrong with you? Niggas in the grocery store, fucking moonwalking and doing all type of shit. It's like, my nigga, I'm just trying to pick up my Doritos, my nigga. Can you please get the fuck out the way? Niggas on speakerphone at the dinner table type shit. Like, my man, we all can hear you talking. Now we all got to put our lives on hold and shit. So you could talk on speakerphone about the fucking Lakers and the fucking LeBron and shit. Shut your stupid ass up and get your goofy ass off of speakerphone, my nigga. God damn it. The fuck is wrong with you niggas? I can't stand a lot of y'all niggas, man. I'm not going to lie to you. A lot of shit bothers me. Then niggas ask me why I don't go nowhere type shit. Like, nigga, you are the reason why. You are the reason why I don't go nowhere. The fuck you talking about? Like you ever gave a nigga a ride home or some shit, and this nigga talking on his phone the whole way home? It's like, my nigga, I'm trying to listen to my music. If I'm doing you a favor, you have to be as invisible as possible, my nigga. Don't say shit. Just shut the fuck up. Or talk to me at least. Pause. Don't be on the fucking phone like you in your personal office or some shit. You in my goddamn vehicle. And God forbid you had a super disrespectful nigga to where he might get on the phone and he might reach his hand up and turn your radio down type shit. One of them type of niggas. It's like, fam, who the fuck do you think you are, my mans? Fuck you got going on? You lucky I even acknowledged you as a person, let alone gave you a ride home. Like, fuck you got going on, man? You disrespectful son of a bitch. Fuck is wrong with you? But I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm just a little too high strung. Maybe I just have no patience for the fuck shit. But I feel like a lot of motherfuckers just be in the way. And people just have no sense of understanding this type of shit. Like, they might see you in a bad mood and they still want to talk to you all day type shit. All kind of shit, man. It's like, dog, do you not see that I'm not having a good time right now? Or this is not a good time to talk to me right now? And you just in the way. But again, you got to sing and dance for them to understand what's going on and type shit. Maybe if I did the fucking robot or some goofy ass shit, they would understand and leave me the fuck alone. They'd be like, oh shit, that nigga busy, man. That nigga pop locking over there. Let me just get out of his way. I really don't know what these niggas want these days, man. Just please leave me alone, please. Boys be on some real nut ass shit, man. But that's why I also ride behind this whole non-nerd shit, because these be the same type of people who try to define what you are type shit, because all their information and their sense of fun has been given to them. Their whole sensibilities of fun is going to the club, getting drunk, forgetting what happened, having a hangover, and coming to work and being miserable while they're hungover. That's a good time for them. That is the complete opposite of a good time for me. That's a fucking horrible night. I don't want to live that life. That's a horrible life. I'd rather jump off a fucking cliff than live that life. I could watch a documentary and have fun. But niggas think you have to have fun when shit rhymes or all type of shit. It's like, my nigga, there are multiple different avenues of fun. You create your own fun. Niggas think you a weirdo. Niggas think you a nerd. It's like, nah, my nigga. You're not about to define what the fuck I am. Like I was saying episodes back with my old co-host Mike about the whole squares versus pimps type shit. A pimp cannot call me a square. You making your whole living off women, off a woman's ass type shit. But I'm a square. To me, that's some square ass shit. That's some real lame ass shit. You gotta make your whole entire living off a whole nother person outside of yourself type shit. That's square shit to me. You can never in your life call me a square when you doing some goofy ass shit. Ain't nothing exciting or cool about pimping and shit. Nothing. And I've knew people who literally did it. And I'm not saying that like I'm proud of that or like that's a cool thing, but that's actually my point. I mean, I've seen how that shit works up close, and that shit is not glamorous at all. Zero glamour. That shit looks crazy. But a whole nother person with a whole different mindset cannot define what the fuck I do. I'm just not having that shit. I'm not trying to fucking hear it at all. Please leave me the fuck alone. But recently I was watching a Master P interview on Drink Champs, and Master P is a legend. I was very critical of his movie, I Got the Hook Up Too, and that shit is garbage. But I did want to, you know, pay my respects to Master P's legacy and his career. That's actually why I shitted on the movie so hard, because I know what he's capable of and what he could have made that movie, because the camera work and shit is brilliant. I mean, it looks beautiful. Whatever camera they were using, that shit looks amazing. But the story and shit was just horseshit. Actually, there was no story, which I've already gotten to on that episode. But the point I'm getting to is, he just became on some fast food type shit. He's not doing the shit that got him rich. He's kind of just getting by off his name type shit. But he did drop a lot of game on that Drink Champs interview. Anybody trying to make some shit happen, I would advise you to listen to that. Now, you have to get past Nori. Nori cuts people off and makes jokes at inappropriate times. Pretty much like I was saying, just being on some nigga shit and not understanding timing and not knowing your place. A lot of people don't know how to interview people. When you're interviewing people or talking to them, having a conversation, if they're talking, they're giving you the game. You must shut the fuck up. Please. They're divulging the information already. Why are you cutting them off to get them to divulge information? They're already doing it. Please shut the fuck up. This goes to all you niggas with podcasts and all this type of shit. When the other person is talking, let that motherfucker talk. Stop cutting people off and stop talking over people. That shit is horrible fucking audio quality. Please understand that shit. It's like, my nigga, jump off a fucking building already. I don't know why all these people do that. Joe Budden does that shit. A lot of people do that shit. If one person is talking or making a point, you have to shut the fuck up. Because if your words mean anything, your words are still going to mean the same thing after that person is finished talking. Now, if your words don't mean shit, yeah, you cutting them off to stop them from making a better point than you. That's all you really doing. But if you got some shit to say, the shit you say is still going to be impactful after they finish talking. So I'm just saying this to people who may want to get into broadcasting or whatever, or journalism, or interviewing people, or talking in any form or capacity. You have to let the other person fucking talk, man. God damn it. I can't stand a lie to you niggas, man. Again, it's just bad timing on some inappropriate type shit. Motherfuckers don't really understand the importance of timing. That shit is highly fucking important. If you don't get that shit, then you in the wrong fucking business. You need to go back to motherfucking UPS or whatever the fuck else. Because this shit not going to work out for you. You on some real nut ass shit. But at the same time, it's kind of hard to say that because all the successful podcasts and shit are all people who cut people off, which is, you know, kind of ironic. But, you know, these people are already popular before they had podcasts though at the same time. But it just kind of sucks. Because I made that point on another episode about how there's really not many mainstream black podcasts and shit out there that you could listen to that isn't on the bullshit. Because most of them have passed away or got locked up and all this type of shit. Fucking podcasters and shit. How you gonna be a podcaster and you still in the streets? You still getting locked up and you still on that street shit or whatever? It's like, come on, man. Get your goddamn life together, please. Shit is crazy. Just like I finally saw Casanova speak about the whole Tekashi situation. And he was saying how he was basically implying that he was very smart the way he navigated it. And he's lucky that he never touched him and all this type of shit. He's trying to act like he was playing chess. It's like, my man, you were on camera rushing 6ix9ine in the Barclays Center. You just wasn't successful at it. They let some shots off, so y'all fell back. Don't act like you a goddamn genius because he went on a fucking trolling world tour. And he ended up getting locked up before, you know, y'all can get back. Now, y'all did squash it and all that, but, you know, that was already after the shootings and all this other type of shit. Don't act like you wasn't trying to touch him. You definitely was. And no, once again, this is not some snitching shit. All this shit is on fucking camera. The case is already, you know, been ongoing and type of shit, so that's why I'm speaking about it. But, you know, I just found that kind of funny on some random shit. But back to Master P, though. He done a lot of legendary shit, man. He made a lot of blueprints out there for people. And I do respect him, so I want to pay his proper respect. Because, you know, I kind of just shitted on him the last time. And I didn't really get into how influential and how important he was to the game. But that just, you know, some of his recent moves are just a little questionable to me. I don't like the way it looks. I feel like they could have been executed a lot better. I don't like the name of his clothing brand. I didn't like I Got the Hookup too. I just don't like the way, you know, he's being portrayed today, or the way he's allowing himself to be portrayed today. It's some real tacky shit to me. But, you know, I just wish I was in a position to where I could reach out to him and, you know, had these real conversations with these type of people. Because I feel like a lot of these people need consultants and shit. Even somebody as big as Master P, pause. It doesn't seem like anybody's really just pulling them to the side and be like, yo, you need to make this, you know, on a large scale, you need to make this better and stop, you know, putting this under the guise of black people not supporting each other and all this type of shit. It's like, no, black people not supporting whack product type shit. That shit got to be crispy before people really fuck with it. Unfortunately, there's no quality control in terms of what you're doing. This shit looks crazy. It just reminds me of somebody I used to work with. It was a cat from New Orleans. He was always hustling shit. He's selling food, CDs, movies, all this type of shit. And he was always coming up to me, asking me what I want and what movies I want and all this type of shit. It's like, my nigga, I know how to do this shit. Leave me the fuck alone. Stop asking me if I want this shit. I know exactly how to do it. I can get it myself type shit. Also, it's no quality control. You selling movies and half the movie not clear, shit not showing up right, all this type of shit. You selling food with dog hair and shit on it. It's like, come on, man. Step your shit up, man. And leave me the fuck out of it. I don't want nothing from you. Not a goddamn thing. I don't want a fucking dog hair salad. No, that's not my shit. I don't even like dogs. I can't even date a girl with a dog. Hell no. Your little goofy ass dog ain't jumping all over my couch and shit. Fuck no. Get your little stupid ass dog away from me. And white people, if your dog barks at me, you're racist. I just want you to know that. That's just a little random fact for you. Thank you for your time. Appreciate you. But yeah, if you're gonna sell shit and do shit, step your fucking product Step your production game up. Step your talking game up. Step your marketing game up. All that shit, man. Before you try to get that shit to the public, please. And please, get the fuck away from me. I remember one time, I'm in Walmart or some shit. These two guys walk up to me about some church type shit or something like that. I'm like, you got a website? I mean, I wasn't going to the church any fucking way. But, you know, I'm just talking to them and shit. I'm like, I'm trying to see where they at. I'm like, so what's going on? They like halfway saying verses and all this other type of shit. It's like, so you got a website? They're like, nah, I ain't got, you got a phone number? I'm like, my nigga, if you ain't got your shit together, don't talk to me, my nigga. So hopefully they took heed to that shit and tightened up their game and shit. So now they probably harassing somebody else with a website and business cards and all that type of shit. And I have to say, it's all my fault. So thank you. If they're harassing you out there, it's all my fault. Sorry. And you're welcome. But yeah, if you ain't got your shit together, do not talk to me. Please spare me, because I ain't trying to hear it. I'm not these other goofy ass niggas who gonna entertain your nonsense type shit. They gonna sit there and shuck and jive with you and shit. They gonna fucking tap dance and sing and dance with you. I'm not gonna do none of that shit. Get away from me. That's the fucking moral of this whole episode. Step the fuck off, please. Boys be on some real raggedy shit and already be wanting money for it. No, that's not how this shit works. Like, I was watching a podcast the other day on YouTube. This man is on episode 15 and he was already trying to put this episode on Patreon. It's like a paid subscription type of service. It's like, my man, this shit just now started jumping off for you on episode 15 and you already trying to get people to pay for this shit. It's like, dog, this is not how this shit works. Motherfuckers be trying to get to the money so fast they just ignore quality and the leg work and all that shit. They ignore the grind and they just want to be with the other person at tomorrow type shit. For instance, my niggas No Boundaries, they got ads and shit on their podcast. I'm not in a rush to try to catch up to them and have ads on my podcast today type shit. No, I'm not in the position that they are in. They get more views, they got more episodes, all that type of shit. They already got that listenership type shit under their belt. By no means am I gonna go out tomorrow and have ads on my episodes. That's fucking stupid. I'm not in that position. I'm not in the competition. I'm not trying to be better than them. I'm not trying to hurry up and catch up to them and have ads and all this type of shit. No. When it's my time, it's my time. But niggas don't understand that shit. And people always coming up to me asking me, am I getting paid for this and paid for that and all that shit. It's like, my man, my objective right now is not to get paid for anything. I'm doing this shit because I'm building up to something. I'm building up to all that shit. Of course I want that. If you think I want to work for other niggas and all this type of shit, you are out of your goddamn mind. But at the same time, you have to have a fucking blueprint. You have to have a foundation. You have to have a structure. I'm not just going to start getting paid magically tomorrow for this shit. No, it's a whole fucking process to this shit. It's a whole type of game plan. I already got this shit mapped out. As I like to say, there's a reasoning for this seasoning. Watch me cook. You are watching the Master Chef at work. For all you rhyming ass niggas out there, you gotta hit these niggas with a rhyme. They're like, oh shit, that was deep, my nigga. That was deep. I'ma use that. Niggas already trying to run off with the lingo type shit. And I could talk shit with the best of them. I could put words together. But you know, I let niggas make it, man, because niggas always want to be super cool and shit. People always accuse me of trying to be too cool and all that. This is my personality, my nigga. I'm not trying to do a goddamn thing. I'm doing my goddamn thing. But once again, I ain't trying to get all into that. You know what I'm saying? Because again, you got to rhyme for niggas to really feel you type shit. And I ain't about to go down that path right now. But fuck it. They dragged me into it partially. But that's all y'all niggas going to get for today, goddamn it. But anyway, yeah, niggas ain't shit. The moral of the story. That's the whole theme of this podcast episode today. I think y'all got that. But yeah, man. It's just a weird time we living in right now. And niggas got me type aggravated. I'm just so sick of motherfuckers today. And as we already know with the whole Dallas shit, you know, Joshua Brown had got murdered. And then, you know, this black woman, I apologize, I forgot her name, but she got fucking murdered by the police because her neighbor. If it's a non-emergency situation, black people, do not call the fucking police. Please. If it's not some life-threatening type shit or a super necessity, stop fucking calling the police, man. They are not on your side right now. What what else do you fucking need to know? This lady done got her fucking brains blew out over some goofy ass nigga that could have just knocked on the door and checked himself. Instead, you got this woman killed because your stupid ass scared to knock on the door or whatever and check on her. Like, fam, what kind of whole ass shit is that? One of them black people in denial type shit. But how much more evidence do you fucking need that everybody ain't for you? You just gonna let everybody get murdered before that shit just ring a bell to you? Slow ass niggas. Like, I remember we was talking about that whole Ring app shit, the Ring doorbell service type shit. It turns out the Ring has partnerships and shit with the police, to where the police can tap into your Ring app And they could, you know, they could run surveillance on your house and shit. They could see what's going on, the ins and outs of what's going on at, in front of your house and all that. And I guess tap into the audio and the video portions of it and see what's really going on. That's why I don't trust none of that shit. I mean, if I were to get cameras and all that, it's not going to be by no app service. You have to know who these people are affiliated with before you just buy shit. That's what people don't understand. And you know, of course, you're going to have the idiots. Well, I mean, I ain't doing nothing illegal, so I don't give a fuck. They can have all my information. Well, okay. So go ahead and just email me your credit card number, too, and your social security number, since you don't give a fuck, since you ain't doing nothing. I don't know what the fuck that means or what the point is that you're making, but you know, I mean, if we're going to go by that, everybody in jail should be free too, because everybody in jail says they are innocent too. So, I mean, I don't know what point you're making, but thank you for your contributions. But yeah, man, it's been another hostile episode today, man. And you know, I think I'm going to go ahead and sign off on y'all niggas, man. WWFLIP, when we feel like it podcast, when we broadcast, when the fuck we feel like it. Thank you for listening. Sean, go.